significant results in the season, you think, at this time?
It was a big 3 points tonight, no doubt about it. You know, we really needed, we wanted the 3 points tonight and we got it. I think we deserved it as well. Make it a wee bit more difficult than we need to. If we can take our chances in games or we get that wee bit of luck off the post, I don't think I'd be so frantic and nervous in the last 10 minutes. But, you know, good, you know, good signs. I can see some good signs. You know, the back four starting to gel again together. Big Willie Medjingelly was good tonight. Willow was good tonight. And these players, the key players, Tony Andrews showed a spark again. No, good. If they can all just sort of get back to the form, which I think they are, you know, for the final part of the season, I'll be delighted. But no, good 3 points tonight.
Was it satisfying that you kept the clean sheet?
It was, because on Saturday we were disappointed to lose that late goal, and I'd have been hurting tonight if we'd done the same. But the guys, listen, Dunfermline threw caution to the wind the last 10 minutes, and you know, I was able to sense the nervousness in our players dropping off the game or trying to encourage them to stay up the game. But sometimes it's a natural thing that happens, and but they held firm. To be honest, I don't think Cammy said one save in the game. For all the wee bits of pressure they had, not one real proper save. So very pleasing tonight, yeah.
Just 1 point behind Falkirk, he coughed it against Second Sport.
I don't know. Listen, we just, as I said, nothing's changed. The objective's the same this season. Just we want to finish as high as we can and then address it at the end of the season. So nothing's changed for us. We're just trying to win every game. I just said that to the players tonight. Look, we're more than capable of winning every game at the end of the season. Let's go and do it.
Young Scott again.
Yeah, I think his legs went a wee bit, just up to that level, 2 games in 3 days. But no, he done well. Played some nice passes forward the park, positive passes, which was good. And he's just going to get better when he gets more experience. So really delighted for him, throwing him into the deep end tonight in a big game like that.
Credit to them, because Saturday must have been on their mind.
Yeah.
Closing minutes.
I think they were hurting Saturday, because I think, again, chances-wise in the game, we should have been out of sight. I think tonight as well, in the first half, I know they had one really good chance, but we had 3 good chances prior to that, and you know, if we can just take these chances and take a wee bit of burden off ourselves, we'll probably not have to endure the last 10 minutes like we did tonight and on Saturday. So, but the guys have got that message, and I can see a wee spark in them, so that's a really pleasing Saturday and tonight.
Mickelson did well, apart from his goal, didn't he?
Listen, he's improving. He come to us and he wasn't fit, and he's just building up his fitness. Same with Blair Spittle tonight. He was out for nearly 7 weeks there. I've come back and threw him right into the deep end without even a game. So he's played like 1 20s game and 2 first team games. He had cramped tonight. So, and Thomas, you know, so, and yeah, so we're not right there, but we're getting there.
Right.
But Thomas done well tonight. He leads that line really well.
He gets in a good position.
He does.
He's always on the end, I think.
Yeah, he probably had a great chance of scoring the first half, but he's been leading the line brilliantly for us, and he gives us that option, but he doesn't give centre-halves any peace, and you know, he's starting to find his form as well, so that's really pleasing.
Good stuff.
Thanks, guys.